The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Chris Tyson, who now goes as Ava, I guess, was fired by Mr. Beast's YouTube channel after some pretty awful allegations. Before I talk about them, though, I do have two disclaimers. The first is I'm not going to give the name of the people, you know, who are allegedly victimized by him. And two, I believe in innocent until proven guilty, so I'm not saying that this necessarily happened for sure. But I will speak to the evidence that's already out there, and it is pretty astounding what happened. It's pretty bad, and there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of questions as to what is going on in the LGBTQ movement that is pushing people to do these sort of things. So first off, who is Chris Tyson? If you don't know, Chris Tyson is one of Mr. Beast's good friends. If you've been watching Mr. Beast for as long as I have, Chris has been there from the very beginning, super popular, super nice, just good guy. I mean, you could tell, right? However, later in his life, like I think it was like a year ago, he decided that he wanted to transition to be a woman. That's why he changed his name to Ava. He had a wife and kids, by the way, and decided that just wasn't the life for him. And here's a before and after picture just to kind of give you an idea of kind of the transition that Chris went through. It's obviously pretty big. So he leaves his wife and kids and gets some flack online for it. This is just kind of a synopsis before I get into the allegations. He gets some flack online, mostly from conservatives. Makes sense. Why you would give up a life like that, I don't know. But Mr. Beast defends him. And I will say this, fair enough, right? Like, I respect Mr. Beast's loyalty to his friends. I think some of the attacks online were a little unwarranted, especially when it's a personal decision. You know, like, I personally don't think that adults should be barred from transitioning if they want to. I think it's crazy, but they can do it so long as kids aren't involved, right? And I think what a lot of people were worried about was that Chris is going to be on camera. Mr. Beast is watched by a lot of kids. And there's going to be kind of this LGBTQ, transgender specifically, agenda pushed at kids. The thing is this actually didn't happen. And that was kind of a surprise to me because I remember when this happened. And I don't know, there was really no problem. Mr. Beast was loyal to him. They didn't really push the trans agenda. Fine. Fast forward to today. And these allegations came out that while Chris was transitioning and getting more involved in the LGBTQ movement, he started posting some very racist things, some just really weird things, and then he started grooming kids, and that's where it gets into some crazy stuff. So I wanted to show you the tweets, some of the racist stuff that he said, just to give you an idea of kind of where this guy's head's at. You can see this one. This one is really gross. He said, if you're just listening, he said, look at all the black people who have never had a steak that's more than $10. Like, I just don't know who says that. I think, by the way, I'm the least woke person in the world. I think stuff is funny. I think racial stereotypes can be funny sometimes. This one, I just don't think it's funny. It's obviously rude. Again, from a business perspective, and as we'll talk about, Mr. Beast fired this guy. From a business perspective, you don't want one of the faces of your business doing something like that. He posted this one later. When you got it, if you're listening, it's basically a meme of a policeman holding a basketball. And he says, when you gotta shoot hoops at 3 and black kids at 4:30. At 4:30. So just really gross stuff. And it's like, okay, this is weird. Again, if you've watched Chris for a long time in Mr. Beast, he hasn't been very political. And again, that's why people like Mr. Beast. He's really not that political. From the things that he said on X, you can kind of tell, you can get a little vibe for where he's at. But I think he's a pretty normal dude. That's why people like Mr. Beast. That's why he has a massive audience, like the biggest audience on YouTube. Today, though, there are several allegations that have come out that Chris was engaged in grooming children. In response to this, Chris was fired. This is the tweet on X that Mr. Beast, that he sent out. I'm going to read it for you right here. It says, over the last few days, I've become aware of the serious allegations of Ava Tyson. Again, Ava is the new name. Behavior online. So it's Chris Tyson's behavior online. I'm disgusted and opposed to such unacceptable acts. During that time, I've been focused on hiring an independent third party to conduct a thorough investigation to ensure I have all the facts. That said, I've seen enough online and taken immediate action to remove Ava from the company, my channel, and any association with Mr. Beast. I do not condone or support any of the inappropriate actions. I will allow the independent investigators the necessary time to conduct a comprehensive investigation and will take any further actions based on their findings, meaning suing, right? So, I mean, there's a chance this could go much beyond firing. But again, this is the correct response from Mr. Beast. It shows loyalty to his viewers. Again, especially if you're a parent, you want Mr. Beast, his content is good. It's fun. There's no political agenda. It's just good fun, right? And so as a parent where that's kind of almost non-existent now, to have that, and by the way, it's free. It's on YouTube. You don't need a subscription service. To have that, it's invaluable. It's a fantastic product. That's why Mr. Beast is so successful. And by the way, as an adult, I think it's really entertaining too, but this specific issue with grooming children can be really problematic for Mr. Beast and his image if it happened underneath his watch. So it's a smart business decision. It's a smart moral decision. Obviously, this is an unfortunate event. It's sad for the victims if they are telling the truth. And again, I'm not going to presume that someone is guilty until seeing all the evidence. But and again, some, part of the reason why I'm not showing some of the evidence in this is because it's tweets and different things made by the victims. And so I don't want to put their names out there. But speaking, I want to speak to the larger problem that this is. The LGBTQ plus agenda is correctly named. For a long time, there was just LGBT, right? LGB. Like, I mean, it just grows every year. But then they started adding that plus. And that plus is actually the most important thing about the LGBTQ plus agenda. The plus at the end of LGBTQ means limitless possibilities. That's what that means. It means limitless genders, limitless sexualities. And so one of the results of this movement was always going to be pedophilia. And again, you could scream and say that's not true. It is clearly true because pedophilia is a sexual, I would call it a sexual disease. It's a mental illness. I would call a lot of things that happen in the LGBTQ movement that. But again, it is a form of sexuality. So how could it not be part of the plus? That's always where this was moving. Again, I'm not saying all gay people, all trans people are pedophiles, but you don't need to take my word for it. Anytime a Republican comes out with a bill to increase jail time or punishment for some sort of rape or pedophiles, the LGBTQ community freaks out. It's everywhere. Go to X the day that a Republican proposes a bill like this, and you will see them talking about how that bill will be used against them. If that doesn't tell you, they just said it. They said the quiet part out loud. They literally just said, if you make a bill that prosecutes rapists and pedophiles, it will hurt us. You're sitting there like, dude, you just admitted to what we've been saying this whole time. So again, this isn't just me saying that. This is the LGBTQ plus community saying this. There's an LGBTQ plus activist house close to my home that actually flies the LGBTQ flag and what they call the minor attracted persons, which I'm just saying that once because it's so ridiculous. You'll never hear me say that again because that is the most euphemistic crap that I've ever heard. They're pedophiles. Everybody knows what that means when you say pedophile. They're not minor attracted people. They like kids. They groom them. It's inherent in the LGBTQ community. I'm not saying that because I hate them. I'm saying that because I love and we need to help these people who are struggling and also in some cases struggling, in some cases literally victimizing children. So it's no hate towards that community. It is children must be protected. So again, it's not a conspiracy. It's not a straw man. This is what they are saying. And unfortunately, Chris might be the latest person to get pulled into it and take advantage of literally the most innocent people in our society, children. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.